It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Well, you guys have a good show. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. Thanks, guys.
Hi, Junes.
All right. Hi, Donnie.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
That's Matt. Barb. That's Donovan. They are next.
I'm Matt.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Thanks to Tyler.
Hi, Junes.
Thanks to Fernando.
Hi, Gordo.
And Ryan. Hey. For the great... Oh, dang it. If you shoot that mother up one more time...
Wait, what just happened? What just happened?
The next bottle you throw over here is coming back at you 60 miles an hour.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you, Gordon.
Headhunting is a coward.
That's right.
Did you hit him, Gordon?
It's a shirt he's wearing.
He is. He hit me right in the noggin.
I did not. I hit you in the shoulder, and then Craig tried to block it.
He was
trying to block it from going into the trash can, and he hit you in the head. So,
headhunting is a coward.
Blame Craig. All right.
The only thing you have to do to block Gordon's shot is sit there, because it's never going
in. You don't have to block his shot.
That's a shot at me.
All right. We'll see you Monday.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right. It is 7:55 on a Friday. That means it is time for the emergency break of the week. Mark Elfenbein, Ryan Baldwin filling in for the Musers, but we'll still yank that e-brake, see who wins. You know how this works. We will give you three candidates, and then you get to vote. 888-787-1310. That's 888-787-1310. All right. Candidate number one is Bob Sturm from The Hardline. However, this happened during Picks with Friends on Tuesday, and it's a word that has tripped up his showmate Corby. That was just a couple weeks ago during a live spot when
I do remember that.
Was trying to talk about the wonderful place of Australia. It gets us all from time to time, and it snuck up and caught Bob here.
I'm excited that the Cowboys get points on Thanksgiving because I like points and coins, and I think they may lose this one, but you know what? Those extra 3 points will be handy, so we will take the Cowboys plus +3 on Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen. And don't out.
Bob! What are you doing?
My God, we had to dump that.
Let me try it again. Let me try it again. Don't count out.
Your C's hanging out.
I don't know how you do the first thing you ask, but good Lord.
My goodness,
I didn't know that was possible.
Slowly, but man, I didn't say that.
Don't
count out victory.
Bob, that's so shocking.
Wow. I don't know. We might need to end broadcasting for the day. Wow.
Huh.
Well, to all the young broadcasters out there, do what I say, not what I do.
Please. Happy Thanksgiving to all. It's all a good night.
I love it when everybody hears it clean and the piling on just begins.
There's, especially with that word in particular.
Oh, yeah, there's no escaping.
Away with
that one. You cannot escape that.
And then I think this may be the debut of the Daddy Dump That Alarm. I think I heard that in the background. Let's play that again.
I'm excited that the Cowboys get points on Thanksgiving because I like points and coins. And I think they may lose this one, but you know what? Those extra 3 points will be handy, so we will take the Cowboys plus +3 on Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen. And don't count out.
Whoa!
Out.
Whoa! Bob!
What
are you doing?
My God, we had to dump that.
Yeah, there's the Daddy Dump That Alarm underneath.
Oh,
so there's candidate number one, Bob having a hard time counting during Picks with Friends. Candidate number two is our producer this morning, EA.
Hi, EA.
Yeah, it's hard being a part-timer here, Elf. You're working whatever hours you can, and of course, EA produces you Sunday mornings.
Does a fine job.
Yes, and then often he will stick around to shadow produce work in progress, whatever that means. But this past Sunday, all the hard work and hours caught up to him, and I have been told that this has not been edited or boosted in any way.
Oh, lovely.
So let's play.
Cowboys pregame show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Josh Jacobs inactive today.
Whoa! Oh!
So, Ham, why don't you scoot your ass on out? We're going to take over from here. So, I think what you do if you're the Packers here is you call them on green. Say, look, number 50.
Interesting that you'd go that far back.
Back to Ham.
Ham, can you get Diana Rossini on the phone real fast to comment on this? Yeah, where's our shadow producer?
Can you call someone on Locked On Packers?
He's sleeping. He's sleeping right now. Is EA in there?
Oh,
turn his microphone off.
He is so out.
Oh, my God. Dylan, go scare him awake right now. Just scream right behind him.
Well, the cousins kept him up too late.
Yeah.
These damn six-year-old cousins.
EA, get Diana Rossini on the phone. We need you.
We need you.
All right, back to news.
Oh, man,
back to
those
news.
Are some good snores.
Okay, EA, do you have anything to say in your defense?
That was legit. Snoring?
First off.
Wow.
I'm off duty, so I could do whatever I want.
You're shadow producing. You have
shadow
duties.
Producing incorporates me taking some naps.
I don't know that that was worked into your contract.
Yeah, that's a specifically me and Whip. We have that understanding.
Do you have the snoring isolated? Can you get to that real
that's
quick?
Very clear.
Did you have the microphone? How close to that was the microphone to your face?
It was. Oh God!
Oh
hold
no!
On. Hold on. It's early. It was. I mean, I would say about. Not it really wasn't that close. That's probably like half a foot from his face. That's it really wasn't that close.
That is an impressive snore to reach that far too. Do you have that isolated now?
Oh my God.
Oh, there we go. Oh, there we go.
Listen, I got a snoring problem.
And a sleeping problem, I guess.
That's just because I don't sleep. Like I said, so Saturday nights, I go hang out with my cousins.
You
and
can
I go
get one of them
and I go straight to produce Elf on Sunday morning. Elf, that's why I'm so energetic for you in the mornings.
So EA snoring on air. Not by his own fault.
No.
But that's what happens when you fall asleep in studio. That is candidate number two. And candidate number three.
The Shadow.
Is our very own Mark Elfenbein.
Oh, no, not again.
As on Wednesday, you described this to me afterwards as you were trying to pull out a drop that had come to your mind.
Mm.
But it came at an unfortunate time during birthdays and Muse in the News. Scott Adsit is 60. He's
no
Pete Hornberger from 30 Rock.
Don't know who that is.
Let's see. Rita Ora, 36, pop star.
Don't know who that is.
Somehow none of this surprises me. Trevor Morgan is 39. He's actor. He's Eric Kirby from Jurassic Park 3.
He's black. No?
That's a white guy.
Oh, are you sorry. Thinking of...
I'm just sorry.
I'm just kidding.
Continue.
Are you okay?
I'm doing great.
I don't know that I can continue. Chris Hughes with no birthday. I don't know how old he is. Were you thinking of Tracy Morgan? Is that what you were going for out of that?
Maybe so. I had just watched the Eddie Murphy on Netflix, so maybe I had Tracy Morgan in my brain, but sorry about that.
Let's hear that one more time.
Yeah, why not? Scott Adsit is 60. He's
no
Pete
idea.
Hornberger from 30 Rock.
Don't know who that is.
Let's see. Rita Ora, 36, pop star.
Don't know who that is.
Somehow none of this surprises me. Trevor Morgan is 39. He's actor. He's Eric Kirby from Jurassic Park 3.
He's black. No?
That's a white guy.
Oh, are you thinking of...
I'm just sorry.
I'm just kidding.
Continue.
Are you okay?
I'm doing great.
I don't know that I can continue. Chris Hughes with no birthday. I don't know how old he is.
I love the
instant
no.
take back. No?
No?
I'm sorry.
So that is candidate number three. Your three candidates, Bob's unfortunate counting experience, EA asleep at the wheel, and Elf's race swap. 888-787-1310. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Imran, I am right now.
You are. I think this is double faked or triple fake Natalie Maines.
No, this is real fake Natalie Maines calling from Lubbock, Texas.
Well, we've been waiting to hear from you.
Well, thank you. Is Elf on too?
Yes, hi. How are you?
I am good. Is this the Elf or the Ebony Elf?
This is the white elf, I've been told.
I'm the white Jewish elf. What can I tell you?
Well, thank you. I'm honored to be on with you with the white Jewish elf.
All right. Nice to have you on board.
Well, hey, I want to vote for EA, just so you know, and go Red Raiders.
All right. Thank you, Natalie Maines. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the E-break? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to offer an HSO and then a vote.
Okay.
Okay, great win by the Cowboys. Super happy for Shoddy and the players. But to the Cowboys fans, we must remember the circus is still ran by the clown. Don't buy into this crap because it's not going to happen ever. And my vote is for Doggy for Boys. Thanks.
Okay, don't think that's a vote. 787-1310. Hello, you are on the air. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Good morning. Give me my fellow Astros fan, Elf.
All right. A vote for Elf on the board. Thank you for voting responsibly.
Go Astros.
Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Give me Mark Elfenbein. God rest him. Love him. Love him.
All right.
My uncle.
Two votes for Elf there, one for EA, none for Bob yet. 787-1310. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break?
Hello. Is this your ham talking box?
Yes, hello, Michelle Wee. How are you doing today?
I am good, but it is very cold. George Dunham still has me sleeping in a doghouse of Winston waffles.
Oh, during Thanksgiving? How rude of George.
I know. I can peek in his window, and they are having turkey, and it's warm and festive inside. Because I'm Asian, he has me sleeping outside.
Okay, well, do you have a vote, Michelle Wee?
I do. I want to vote for EA and for Giorgio's explosive diarrhea.
Okay, I'll make sure to let George know. Thank you. 888-787-1310. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Good morning, gentlemen. Let me vote for Elf, and I love you madly, Elf.
Okay. All right, thank you for that vote. Hello, you are on air. Who wins the emergency break? That must be a vote for EA's news earlier today. Hello, you are on the air. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Hello.
Hello.
Hello, non-George and the other non-George. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Double Fake Marge. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. And who's that other third fine piece with you this morning? He's a fine masculine specimen.
Oh, that's got to be EA Azad who you're talking about.
Oh, yes, indeed. I heard you gentlemen talking about that interesting rooster competition down in Alvin earlier.
Yeah, the rooster fighting competition, yes.
Yes, that gets my swimsuit pants very excited hearing about that.
I'm sure it does. Are you voting for EA?
Yes, let's vote for the great EA. And happy holidays and happy Hanukkah, Mr. Elf.
Thank you.
All right, that's three votes for Elf, three votes for EA, none for Bob yet. That is quite the upset. I thought he'd have at least a couple. All right, 888-787-1310, you are on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Man, boys, I've asked the muser this a few times. Y'all have any idea who killed Ed Carter?
Bob. No, still no idea, unfortunately. That remains a mystery. Hello, you are on air. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Hello? Can I? You have a vote? Hello.
Yeah. Hey, this is Brady Tom. How's it going?
Okay, this is not Brady Tom. Hello. Good morning.
Yeah. Who are the choices again?
Okay. Go ahead and keep going. 888-787-1310. Hello. You are on the air. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Okay. Yeah, that's a good vote. You have anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Well done.
Hello, you are on the air. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hi, my name's Camden. I vote for Bob.
All right.
Camden, you're not old enough to know what Bob is.
That's
that you're
exactly
voting
right.
for. All right.
You, yep. I blame Dad.
You are on the ticket. Hello. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, guys. Triple Fake, Peja Stojakovic. Give me Elf.
Okay. Thank you, Peja. Elf on the cusp. 888-787-1310. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Extra, extra, extra crispy. Give me the Elf. Merry Christmas.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. It is Mark Elfenbein and his accidental racism. Scott Adsit is 60. He's Hornberger from 30 Rock.
Don't know who that is.
Let's see. Rita Ora, 36, pop star.
Don't know who that is.
Somehow none of this surprises me. Trevor Morgan is 39. He's actor. He's Eric Kirby from Jurassic Park 3.
He's black. No?
That's a white guy.
Oh, are you thinking of...
I'm just sorry.
I'm just kidding.
Continue.
Are you okay?
I'm doing great.
I don't know that I can continue. Chris Hughes with no birthday. I don't know how old he is. How many e-break wins is that for Elf?
That is Elf's fourth e-break win. That makes him 135 e-breaks behind the great Norm, he's black, Hitchkiss.
Thank you, EA. Elf, congratulations. It took you all of, I think that was an hour and a half to get the e-break nomination.
Oh, help me, help me, help me.